All right. So we're going to take a vote on the Nancy's amendment to allow
No. We're taking a vote on Eileen's amendment to Nancy's
I'm sorry. Eileen's amendment to Nancy's motion is to allow newly elected directors who have not yet been seated to listen to the first mediation meeting. Is that correct?
That's what it is, yes.
To listen but not participate.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Jan Goodman with a point of information.
What is your point of information, Ms. Goodman?
I would like to find out, at KPFK, we won't be electing people
This is a request for information.
Request for information. We won't be electing people for a couple of weeks after the first meeting or two. So do we just let everybody who's running for PNB or nobody? I'm just wondering what Eileen had in mind here.
Eileen, could you answer that?
I realize it might not be fair. I don't think it makes sense to have everybody who's running for PNB. I don't know. I guess if people are willing to hold what they hear confidential, maybe it's fine to allow everyone, because we don't want to be unfair by leaving out a station or two.
Okay.
Either way, I don't know.
Parliamentarian for the staff.
Mr. Tatum. Mr. Tatum has something to say.
Okay.
Yeah, don't count my time, Nancy.
I just wanted
to say that, I don't think that candidates can participate in mediation, unless the board says that they can, because they may end up not being on the board at all. So you just got to keep that in mind.
Lawrence to the stack, request information.
Hold on. We're going to a vote. There's no more anything at this point. We're really out of time on this item. Madam Secretary.
Bill, may I move to make an extension? I never got to speak, and I've been on the stack for at least 10 minutes.
I think we just have to vote on this at this point.
Oh. Excuse me, request for order, point of order, maybe?
What is your point of order?
Oh, well, I think it's only fair to allow Bill to have his turn.
Okay, well, if Bill has his turn, then Lawrence has his turn first. Go ahead, Lawrence.
I move to extend the 3 minutes.
Hold on, you aren't recognized. Lawrence?
Okay, never mind, sorry.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to correct Ms. Goodman that KPFK LSV will be nominating directors on the 19th, which is January 19th. Okay, that's it, Chair. Thank you.
Okay, Bill?
Okay, thanks. I'll be quick. Just a reminder, the PNB voted before Thanksgiving to start mediation by December 1st. And this was partly because of at least two different judges urging us to get mediation going as soon as possible. And I believe there was a timetable built into the judge's order. I'm not sure exactly of the details. I don't have that in front of me. So it just seems like extending this even longer is kind of pointless. Plus, the issues are going to be the same even if you have different people on. So I think the sooner we get this started, the sooner maybe we'll be able to get some resolution. Thank you.
Okay, Bill, let me clarify that there was never any order to do mediation. There was a suggestion from two different judges, and there was no timeline established by the court that I'm aware of. Okay, well, let's go to a vote on this. Madam Secretary, can you take the roll on Eileen's amendment?
Okay, and Eileen, can you please email the wording of your amendment to the secretary and the board? Okay, so Eileen's amendment is to allow newly elected but not yet seated.
I emailed it for her.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Not yet seated directors to listen in but not participate in the first mediation meeting. Okay, Grace Aaron abstains. Gary Boast, Robin Collier.
Yes.
Chris Corey.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Donald Goldmacher. Goodman.
Yes.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes.
Right, Wally James.
Yes.
Okay, Dwayne Lark. Martha Peterson. Ron Pinchbeck.
No.
Okay, Ralph Pointer.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Okay, Sean Rhodes.
Abstain.
Okay, Eileen Rosen.
Yes.
Mansoor Sabah. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Okay, Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Pardon me?
Yes.
What?
I can't make that out. What is it? Peace?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Right. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Okay. And we have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yeses. We have 1, 2 no's. We have 1, 2 abstentions. Where do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Final vote is 12 yes, 2 no's, 3 abstentions.
Okay. Now go to the main motion, Nancy's main motion.
Amended.
And let's take the roll on that.
Maybe there's no objection.
You mind repeating that main motion again, please?
Nancy, could you repeat your main motion, please?
Yeah. Okay, the PNB agrees to meet for the first session for mediation facilitation January 9th, 2019 at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Newly elected directors who have not been seated will be allowed to listen but not participate in this first mediation session.
Point of order, this is Sean.
What is your point of order, Sean?
January 9th will be 2020, not 2019. It's a new year.
Thank you.
Okay, good catch.
That's what I do.
All right, let's go to a vote.
Okay, Grace Aaron passes. Gary Boast, Robin Collier.
Yes.
Chris Corey.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Donald Goldmacher. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes.
Wally James.
Yes.
Okay, Dwayne Lark. Peterson. Ron Pinchback.
Abstain.
Ralph Pointer.
Abstain.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Eileen Rosen.
Yes.
Mr. Sabah. Sagerton. Sorden. Nancy Sorden. All right. Tom Voorhees.
Abstain.
Okay. Grace Aaron abstains, and we have Dwayne Lark.
Abstain.
Okay. Ms. Reyes, did you vote?
No, I haven't. I vote yes.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses. And those. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Final vote is 11 yes. Zero no's, six abstentions. The motion passes.
Okay, we now go to the IED report. Ms. Brazone, the floor is yours.
Yes, so I mistakenly thought when I heard the second, I thought it was the second week of January. Welcome to the new year. So I did not send out a written report. I certainly will over the weekend. Okay, so let me start in right away. When I started, there was a resignation by the interim general manager at KPFT, and Mr. Ju Dambani was hired as the interim GM at KPFT. And any other details will be in my report, and any other questions will be at a later meeting in executive session, since this is now HR related. And let me see. So then, of course, catching up on all of the eventful changes at KP in Pacifica since I was last the IED in 2017 and did not keep up with everything that was going on in Pacifica, I discovered that there is this suit having to do with the amendment process to the bylaws. And so I have been making all the reasonable efforts to make sure that we comply with anything that was ordered by the court. We also have had a number of filings that are due because it's the end of the year and the beginning of the new year, such as our ASCAP and other music licensing requirements. And again, I had forgotten that that was Otis. I thought it was John, but regardless, I had approved the payment for those filings, as well as we now have quarterly filings. We have a number of administrative things. That's basically what I have been focusing on, is a lot of paperwork. And some of it also includes, and will be coming up on the agenda, having to do with a statement of information, how we get served when there is a lawsuit, among other things, is called for in that statement of information. And so there will be a motion addressing that coming up. As well as, since on the 20th, we changed the address for the principal office, and that will be a KPFK, so there's forwarding of mail, and that's even after you make that change, it still takes a couple of weeks, everybody should know. The setting up of a P.O. box so that the mail doesn't get mixed up with KPFKs whenever possible, and Grace and I have signed the necessary forms for that as well, our secretary. I have met with, or on the phone anyway, spoken with our director, our interim director of archives, Mark Torres, and so he assures me there is space there for me to set up a presence in the archives, and that's where I will be situated. And let me see. So it's been all kinds of things like that. Most importantly, it also has involved the update with everything that NETA does. And there's also the transition there where we are transitioning from one CFO to another CFO. and therefore also even the changing of the signers on the bank accounts and so forth has been a different process, because I'm going through also NETA, not just the designated bank representative. Let me see what else. So it's mostly been tons of that, trying to get my Google. Bear with me when I, because I have a Google account, so I thought I knew everything there was to know. But it seems that with certain people's emails, so if I'm responding to NETA, for example, it disappears from the inbox. And I don't know where it goes, but at least since I replied, I can find it in the sent box. I have someone from IT that is looking into that. I tried everything in the settings. That didn't work. But anyway, so that aside, whenever you don't, if you don't hear from me, directors specifically, please feel free to call me. You all have my phone number. It's on the ED email when I respond to you, and if you don't have it, you can find it, but I can just call me and let me know. And let me see what else. Same information. Okay. And then I would just like to also mention that, wait a minute. So some of the things I kind of covered last week as well, which was that I had planned to do an email appeal. I still plan to do that, but over the holidays, I was very aware of the individual station appeals. At least three or four of the stations did send out, or I did receive their email appeals. I might not have been on the membership of the other ones. I saw their appeal on their websites, however. So it would have been imprudent of me to send out an email on top of theirs, and very confusing to send out an appeal for the national office and then try to upset the cart, as it were, of the efforts of the individual stations, and each station needs that, and it all basically is Pacifica. So I decided to wait a little bit, plus I have to figure out all of this banking thing. And as I mentioned before, I hope to also add an Act Blue component to the national donation button, because that's a very popular way to give money throughout the country at this time. Okay, so and then I just want to make a point about the motion that Dwayne made. Feel free to contact me first, because I would have just gone to Otis and to find out what the current procedure is. There was a procedure before which was very well known as to who can post things to KPFTX and so forth, and he'll just send me an email and I can get that, and then after that I can send it to the board, and then the board can decide if they like it or not, I guess. I don't set policy, because the word policy was used there. I can designate procedures for staff, but on something like this, since it involves the board meetings specifically, that is something that you are responsible for in terms of CPB, and so it's totally within your purview as well. But feel free to ask me for stuff, and I will do my best. If I feel that it's something the board should chime in on, then I'm not shy, for those who know me. I will simply say, hey, this is something I really think the board should weigh in on, and it should not be in my purview, or for some other reason. But as I said, I think that so as to save some time on these board meetings with a lot of motions, if it's stuff like this, if it's anything that I can help and facilitate, I can disseminate the information, and it will be disseminated to the full board. And anyway, so there you go, if that helps to inform that particular motion coming up. And then I will be chiming in, on the couple of motions that I referred to as well. And now I'll take questions.
Okay. So
Bill for the stack.
Who wants to be on the stack? Bill, who else?
It's 90 seconds.
Okay, Bill, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Lydia. And if I can be any help to you, let me know. Mm-hmm. A couple of questions. First is there any information or updates or recommendations from NEDA or anybody else regarding who the PNB should hire to be CFO? And also the second thing is that could you send the announcement about the new IGM to our LSB and to the KPFT staff? Because a lot of them are asking, you know, why haven't they seen anything in writing? And so they're just, I'm glad you clarified that, but it'd be helpful to have, send something, even if it's just a sentence or two.
Yeah, there are backup documents I'll be sending with my report that I thought I wouldn't need till next Thursday. And we've got very mixed up here. So I'll do that over the weekend. I do have that all queued up. There you go. But although the press release that I wrote was not on stationery, and it was a member at KPF going to be sending it out. Am I still on the line?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you still on.
I heard it kind of beep. Okay. George Walter is the CFO, the transitioning CFO at NEDA. And you'll have to bear with me. I didn't know how much of this you already knew. I'm still catching up. And I thought you already had that information because that had already happened before I came on board. Tamara is still training him or transitioning the position. So I copy both on the various matters. And I'm still kind of in the fog on some of it in terms of, approving and at what level they then decide how to move the money around or how to cover and how to prioritize, actually, the payments. Oh, that still keeps...
Okay, thank you. Just remember this, the PNB has to hire the CFO, so we'd be helpful to get information about George.
Oh, I assume that had happened. If that has not happened, then... I still don't understand what the person by person relationship is within NEDA relative to the PMB's decision to engage them. So anyway, okay. So I will follow up on that and clarify and we'll see how we can work that out. I'll discuss it with the officers.
Mr. Chair, motion to extend.
Chair, timekeeper report.
How are we doing on time?
We have 4 minutes left in this item.
Who else wants to
be on the stack? I'm changing phones because I'm out of charge, but it shouldn't cut you off.
Chair, Dwayne Rod, motion to extend.
Okay. How much do you want to extend?
5 minutes, a request to be on the stack.
5 minutes. Okay, do we have a second?
I second that. I mean.
Okay. Are there any objections to extending this item? 5 minutes? Seeing no objections, the item is extended. If we had 4 minutes before, so I guess we have 9 minutes now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, Dwayne, you wanted to be on the stack?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I would like to inform the IED that the protocol, at least the reason for this motion, certainly I can amend it with the word and have every intention on stating the word propose a policy as opposed to I'm quite aware of the fact that the IED, not ED, has the authority to set policy. So I will amend it to propose, but we have an issue in KCFT as recent as yesterday where a member of the KCFT LSB pulled down a notice that one member had previously noticed. And so I think it needs clarity. I think that those of us who we certainly don't know a policy, whether it was made several years ago, and I believe it would be in the best interest of all members of the foundation to know who has the authority to post, what type of policy, how do you get the authority to post?
May I respond?
Lydia, do you want to respond to that?
Yeah, I wasn't saying that your motion was out of order at all. I'm fine with the motion. I'm just saying in the future, if you want to save some time and ask me if I can produce this for the full board, I'm happy to do. I'm more than happy to look it up and produce it. Whether it's, you know, it's not specific to this. It was specific to any matter. If it's something that you think I know or can get to facilitate what your work is, I'm more than happy to produce it for the full board, and then you guys can move on it as a directive for more action, et cetera. That would be fine. But I have no objection to this motion at all.
I want to be clear that I'm asking the board to give you the liberty and the responsibility of finding out what it is and suggesting that we have a uniformity of policy.
Right,
and
of course.
I couldn't do that other than through a motion.
Okay.
I thought I heard Eileen ask for the floor.
Okay, any other questions?
Yes, I thought Eileen wanted the floor. Eileen?
Can't hear you.
No, I don't think I did. I don't think I asked for the floor.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I thought I called.
All right.
Okay, is anybody else?
Maybe you wished I did.
Okay. We're done with this item. Next item is the motions on attorney engagement. And Grace, you were the author of these motions.
Actually, it's an amalgam between Lydia and Arthur. I see I misspelled Arthur's name. Anyway,
I can read it. To the floor, you can.
Okay, resolve that Arthur Schwartz be authorized to retain Adam Grant as local counsel when such is needed in California, and further that Adam D.H. Grant Esquire serve as the California agent for service of process for the Pacifica Foundation, Inc.
Jan Goodwin,
do we have a second?
Second, Lawrence.
And this is Lydia.
For the stack.
Jan Goodman for the stack.
Jan, I heard Jan, and I heard Lydia. I think Lydia should go first, since she knows a bit more than others. And then we'll take Jan and Bill, I think I heard. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. So when I went to change the principal officers and contact information, and of course the address, since we to be in compliance with the articles of incorporation, etc., and here to Los Angeles, and then when it came to the agent of service, and given the fact that we've had some issues, especially since we don't have the staffing from the national office, you know, or didn't have at Berkeley, and this issue comes up, that I needed to fill that in conversations with Mr. Grant, who Arthur Schwartz had said would be handling California issues and counsel. He is here in Encino, Encino, by the way, is in part of Los Angeles County. And so he, in speaking with him, he said what he has normally done is that he serves as the agent, and that is not uncommon. It can be either the executive director, as we have most commonly done in Pacifica, but it can also be the attorney. I've checked with other nonprofits. They usually have their attorney as the agent that is served and so forth. So that seemed proper, and Arthur was definitely on board with that, so that nothing falls through the cracks and so that directors are properly notified of anything that's happening relative to legal service that is necessary. Okay, I'm done on that.
Okay. I think Ms. Goodman was next.
Yes. Do we have a proposed letter of engagement or at least proposed fee schedule from him and his firm? And, you know, if it's him, how many dollars an hour? If it's an associate in his firm, paralegal, do we have any of that kind of a fee schedule that we're supposed to consider? And also, what is his area of expertise?
Well, his area of expertise. His area of expertise, I'm trying to look it up now, but anyway, he has a website. And he's one of the partners in the website. And it does include litigation, by the way, which is, of course.
Sorry, can you say that again? One of the partners in what?
In the law firm.
Okay.
Okay, so he's a partner in the law firm. And one of his, and, you know, he is a litigator as well, which was important. Not all attorneys are, of course. And since we have the current issues, that's part of it. We were not the ones that initially recommended him, I don't believe, but certainly the officers were involved, and Arthur is the one who was recommending that he be the California counsel. And so that's how that came about. And I am looking for that. As I said, I have this whole Google issue. But it was something that Arthur arranged. And the payments go to Arthur, and as I understood it, from Netta, and then it goes to Mr. Grant.
Do we have an hourly fee? Proposed hourly fee schedule?
I didn't see that per se. I will have to look up and see what Arthur sent. But the officers may. I don't know, because they've been on also a couple of the calls with the attorneys that I have not. I don't know. If Grace and Alex, do you have any more information on that?
There was a retainer. That's an initial retainer. Grace, do you have the details on that?
Oh, well, yes, excuse me. So that is what I have seen, is a retainer, a $2,500 retainer, and that was sent like a week ago. And that's the only thing I have seen. I have not seen anything beyond that. It was just the retainer fee of $2,500. And it was specific to just the one case.
Parliamentarian?
I wanted to ask the chair, are you certain about this particular discussion being an open session?
Probably should not be an open session. I think you're absolutely right.
I agree. Can we move it to closed session?
We could name the attorney and so on, but I don't think we should get into details as to what the retainer is or hourly fee and that kind of thing.
Can we move this discussion, the whole discussion, to closed session, because obviously it's something we need to discuss.
If we have a closed session.
Ms. Grace for the staff.
Hold on. Before recognizing you, Mr. Crozier wanted to speak, but I have a concern about Mr. Crozier, and I'd like to ask the parliamentarian for his opinion. Mr. Crozier is a litigant against the Pacifica Foundation, and one of the reasons we are retaining this attorney in California is to represent Pacifica in that litigation. So should Mr. Crozier not recuse himself from this entire discussion?
I would think the entire discussion should not be an open session. And if you move this to an executive session, then you can have another discussion of whether Bill exposure could be part of that discussion on whether he would have to recuse himself.
Okay. Regardless of that, we still have to vote on these motions. Does anybody else want to be on the stack?
Jan Goodman, I move that this discussion be continued, or whatever the proper term is, to a closed session before we vote on it. We cannot vote on it without having information such as we need to discuss in closed session. Is there a second?
Grace for the stack.
Second that.
Grace,
hold on. Grace?
Yeah. I'd like to explain that there's a court date of January 23rd regarding the bylaws amendments. It would be imprudent not to have an attorney representing Pacifica who's able to represent us in California at this point. Whether we want to retain this particular attorney past that work on that issue is another story. But we don't have the time to seek another attorney, nor would it be financially prudent to seek another attorney to represent us on the 23rd regarding the bylaws amendments, since this attorney is up to speed on that complicated issue and has been working with Arthur, and Arthur feels he's competent to represent us. So I think that the information about his fee schedule and all of that can be emailed to the board, but I don't think we need to discuss further anything. But there is an urgency about this because work needs to be done to prepare for January 23rd. We can't just wait for a closed session unless we want to go into closed session now. But it also would be not wise to try to seek another attorney in the place
of closed session. Let's go into closed session. Don't we have a closed session scheduled for tonight?
Well, the chair, this is Lawrence.
Okay.
Hold on.
We don't have a
closed session.
And then this is Lydia.
Okay.
Let's just go.
I would suggest that we...
Chair, I have a point of order. That takes precedent. I have concerns with what's being discussed right now in open session. I think there's... Can I be recognized, Chair? I'm sorry.
What is your point of order, Lawrence?
My point of order is that this discussion is out of order. There should not be any discussion about, you know, the velocity of the lawyer's skills, or whether we doubt him, or how desperate we are. I think that doesn't lend well for confidence in the representation that we're going to receive, and in our listeners. So if this thing is going to be discussed any further, I think we should go to executive session. I'd like to make a motion that we go into executive session.
I think that's valid. We should go into executive session immediately if people wish to do that. So we have a motion on the floor, and we have a second. Are there any objections? Okay. Let's go into executive session. Can we do a five-minute break? It's now 10:30. Can we resume at 10:38 Eastern Time?
Number?
No, it's a separate number for executive session.
Okay.
Don't announce it on the air, please.
No, of course not. Is that an email?
Look at your email. If you didn't get it, let me or Grace know. We'll text you the.
I didn't
the
get number. It. Can you please send it to me?
Text it to me.
Okay.
I need it too. Yeah, Chris Corey needs it too. I need it too.
Send it to
Chris Corey. Thank you.
Okay.
Follow
5 minutes.
Okay.
We'll text it to you guys.
Thanks.
Okay.
So do we have, is there any objection then to going immediately into executive session?
Okay. Alex, then. I don't have an objection,
yes.
But will we be coming back for the to open session afterwards for our listeners to come back?
Yes.
We may come back. It depends on how long this is going to take.
Okay.
I can't answer that. I'm sorry. I just don't know.
Okay. So listeners should just check every 15 minutes or so.
I guess
whatever.
So. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you. See you in five.
Okay. Bye.